That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call ProPrice, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call ProPrice.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas, so how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at TrueDentistry.com.
You hear it all the time. Lawyers talk about all their experience. Many years of experience, experience with the insurance companies, and experience in the courtroom. But what you don't hear much is about the results. At Learn & Row, we're proud of our results because that's how we measure our success. We've helped over 150,000 people recover billions of dollars, with over $1 billion just in the last 5 years alone. When you want results, call Learner & Row.
Learner & Row is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state settlements. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent 6 organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We fully expect sometime today to have a vote on the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, the former dethroned Speaker of the House, believes that Patrick McHenry, who is the Speaker pro tem, currently has the power to run the House of Representatives. Listen to this.
When you become Speaker, a lot of people won't know all the different rules. After 9/11, they created a system where you put names on a list if a case that you were no longer Speaker for somebody to carry out that role until you elect a new Speaker. It's about the continuity of government. I always believed the names I was putting on the list could carry out and keep government running until you elect a new Speaker. There is a question. McGovern ran down to try to make a legal question. Some people legally say McHenry has that power, and some will say doesn't have all the power. So there was a debate in there. Should we allow McHenry to have that power so we can deal with Israel and others and keep things working? I know the Democrats tried to make some legal thing against it. And that's the discussion we're having in there.
Can you
until we
explain specifically
there.
What happened with Matt Gaetz? Did you yell?
Oh, no. I was at the mic, I was speaking, and Matt Gaetz tried to interrupt and say, so I told him to sit down, and he sat down.
What's your deal?
I told him to sit down. I think the entire conference screamed at him. The whole country, I think, would scream at Matt Gaetz right now. Remember, it was a crazy eights led by Matt Gaetz and every single Democrat that put us into this situation. We've never been in this situation before, but how do you have 4% of your conference remove a speaker when 96% are there? This is why we're here. He had no plan afterwards. Now we have Israel at a war. questions whether Congress can act, questions where we'd be able to go to select a new speaker. I mean, it's a difficult situation driven by one person for his own personal beliefs, his own animosity towards me, and his concern about what's inside an ethics complaint that was filed before I was even speaker.
What is the support for the McHenry resolution to give him more powers, and would you need Democrats to come and help you?
Well, the question in there, we'd like to have all Republicans, but it's they get into the bunch of legal minds whether they're or not. I just think we need to make sure government still runs. And I think we should be having a resolution on the floor in support of Israel. I have a 5-point plan to support Israel. But the question right now is you can't do anything until you elect a speaker. And apparently, there's not enough votes to elect a speaker.
Should Jim Jordan step down?
Look, it took me 15 times to win, so I don't question when someone keeps being have the opportunity.
You think there's some
McHenry acting up? Look, when I put McHenry's name down, it was my belief that if something happened to me, that McHenry could run the floor until we elected a new speaker. It was not my intention when I put a name down that they couldn't do anything, so why would you put a name down? When the president decides on a State of the Union who his designated survivor is, I think it's his or her intention that if something happens to everyone else, that person could carry on the continuity of government. If we provided these rules after 9/11, I believe it was the intent of Congress for that same reason to put a name down, and you put a number of names, that person could carry on the job if something you fail to not be able to do the job.
So is there going to be a vote on this resolution?
I don't know if there's going to be a vote or not. You'll have to talk to the question, why did I choose McHenry? There's a number of people I chose. It's in the order. I think from a Patrick McHenry, I wanted somebody who had been committee chairs. I wanted somebody that wasn't seeking the job because their role was to carry it out and put it. I wanted somebody that could work with all sides. And McHenry is ideal for all that. If you watch him, he's not seeking to be speaker. He believes in the continuity of government. He's chairman of a substantial committee. He understands the working. He's been here a number of years, so he understands how Congress works. He has respect on both sides of the aisle. He could carry out the job. Remember, when you're speaker, you don't determine whether the bill passes or not. The committees work on whether the bill comes before. You make sure government keeps working. It's shocking to me that all the Democrats and 8 of those crazies led by Gates would vote to literally stop one branch of government. Why would you do that? It makes no sense.
Kevin McCarthy yesterday in the halls of Congress. Coming up, we're going to get your reaction to what you saw last night. From the President of the United States. He only spoke for 15 minutes. It was short and sweet, which is probably best. I was disappointed by the speech. I was really disappointed that it was Ukraine-centric and did not talk as much about the pain and suffering that came out of the October 7th attack of Israel by Hamas. It just left me wanting more, and it was just disappointing. I'll just leave it at that. Stick around, more to do. We'll get your reaction, what you saw, what you heard from the President of the United States. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. If you're a first-time caller, let Andy know that you're a first-time caller. He will whisper it to me. I will blab it to everybody. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Vegas Golden Knights are the 3rd Stanley Cup champions to defend their title with 5 straight wins to start the next season, and they did so with a 5-3 win over the Jets in Winnipeg last night. They're off to Chicago to take on the Blackhawks tomorrow night. Jimmy Garoppolo's a no-go in Chicago on Sunday. It hasn't been announced whether rookie Aiden O'Connell or 15-year veteran Brian Hoyer will get the start against the Bears. Oddsmakers still have faith in the silver and black, though. They're offered as 2.5-point favorites. UNLV football's won 4 straight games for the first time in 10 years, and at 5-1, it's their best best record to start a season since 1984. Homecoming week for the Rebels, who are 7.5-point favorites over Colorado State tomorrow afternoon at Allegiant Stadium.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot from my favorite luxury boutique hotel in Las Vegas, the Ahern Hotel on Sahara, just west of the Strip. Ahern is the place for conservatives and conservative events in Vegas. It's my home away from home. Did you know Ahern Hotel is a modern boutique hotel with 28,000 square feet of meeting space, restaurants, and event and gaming space? The hotel is also non-gaming, non-smoking, and has no resort fees or parking fees. Ahern Hotel is perfect for parties of all sizes, from intimate to extravagant. Whether it's a lunch and a cocktail social, a holiday feast, or a company party, you can even buy out the entire hotel for one flat rate. You and your guests will have access to all the hotel has to offer: rooms and suites, event spaces, the pool, and unlimited food and drinks. If you'd like to get a free gift and an invite to special events at the Atomo restaurant, the comedy club, or Chef Joel's Chop House, all you have to do is text WAR to 26786. Text WAR to 26786 right now.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. The use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Seen some leftover delays in the resort corridor after an accident on I-15 southbound at Sahara. Now, the accident is gone. The leftover braking is still in place. And also an accident on the flip side of the same freeway, 15 northbound, closer to Charleston. And it looks like that is actually on the left, in the left lane as well. So expect some slowdown there on 15 northbound approaching the Spaghetti Bowl, and more specifically Charleston. A couple of more 90-degree days this weekend. We'll have a cool-off, though, next week starting Monday. But we'll get back to the low 90s this afternoon. It'll take a while, though. We're only at 66 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up top of the hour, John Burke will join us from the Better Nevada PAC. He is a spokesperson for that organization. The culture of corruption in Carson City continues to rear its ugly head. We'll have the very latest on that. The president last night went to the Oval Office. Again, only 15 minutes. That was all he could take. He had to go back to bed. And he spoke. Much of the speech, though, which disappointed me a little bit, seemed very Ukraine-centric. Give a listen to a quick clip from last night's speech. Again, he only spoke for 15 minutes. We've got the highlight for you today. This is President Biden talking about Ukraine.
From the outset, I've said, I will not send American troops to fight in Ukraine. All Ukraine is asking for is help for the weapons, munitions, the capacity, the capability to push invading Russian forces off their land, and the air defense system to shoot down Russian missiles before they destroy Ukrainian cities. Let me be clear about something. We send Ukrainian equipment sitting in our stockpiles. And when we use the money allocated by Congress, we use it to replenish our own stores, our own stockpiles, with new equipment. Equipment that defends America and is made in America. Patriot missiles for air defense batteries, made in Arizona. Artillery shells manufactured in 12 states across the country, in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Texas, and so much more. You know, just as in World War II, today patriotic American workers are building the arsenal of democracy and serving the cause of freedom. Let me close with this. Earlier this year, I boarded Air Force One for a secret flight to Poland. There I boarded a train with blacked-out windows for a 10-hour ride each way to Kyiv, to stand with the people of Ukraine ahead of the one-year anniversary of their brave fight against Putin. I'm told I was the first American to enter a war zone not controlled by the United States military since President Lincoln. With me was just a small group of security personnel and a few advisors. But when I exited that train and met Zelensky, President Zelensky, I didn't feel alone. I was bringing with me the idea of America, the promise of America, to the people who are today fighting for the same things we fought for 250 years ago, freedom, independence, self-determination. And as I walked through Kyiv with President Zelensky, with air raid sirens sounding in the distance, I felt something I've always believed, more strongly than ever before. America is a beacon to the world, still. Where, as my friend Madeleine Albright said, the indispensable nation. Tonight, there are innocent people all over the world who hope because of us, who believe in a better life because of us, who are desperate not to be forgotten by us, and are waiting for us. But time is of the essence. I know we have our divisions at home. We have to get past them. We can't let petty partisan angry politics get in the way of our responsibilities as a great nation. We cannot and will not let terrorists like Hamas and tyrants like Putin win. I refuse to let that happen. In moments like these, we have to remember who we are. We are the United States of America. The United States of America. And there is nothing beyond our capacity if we do it together. My fellow Americans, thank you for your time. May God bless you all. May God protect our troops.
That was the president, 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Spoke for 15 minutes. Spoke mostly about Ukraine. He did have elements of the speech that dealt with Israel. There was a difference of opinion on Fox as to how good or bad that speech really was, how exhilarating it was to hear our commander-in-chief, versus the fact that a lot of people were disappointed, myself included. Stick around. We'll let you hear that difference of opinion from Fox. That's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric, Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your health care needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What did you think of the president's speech last night? It was only 15 minutes, so it wasn't a lengthy diatribe. I'd be curious to know, and one of the things that we like to do on our show is give you the opportunity to give us feedback, to tell us what you think. We are your first opportunity every morning, 6:05. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. What did you think of the speech? Here's what Britt Hume, the former managing editor for Fox News, now a commentator for Fox News, he loved the Biden speech. Here it is.
Well, I think it may be remembered as one of the best, if not the best, speeches of his presidency. He was firm. He was unequivocal. He was strong, as he has been, particularly in recent days when he was before he went to Israel and while he was over there. I was struck by the fact that he spent as much time as he did on Ukraine, and I think it was a good thing that he did, because the aid for Ukraine package that he's talking about and further aid to Ukraine beyond that is in jeopardy, and I think that he was hampered a little bit in that effort by the fact that he dare not really mention the best reason. I mean, he mentioned, broadly speaking, the best reason for sticking with it in Ukraine, which is that what would the rest of the world and its evildoers think if we pulled out of there? Because that comes on the heels of his having pulled out of Afghanistan, which arguably emboldened all of our adversaries around the world, particularly Vladimir Putin. He can't really make that case, and you wouldn't expect him to. But he made a strong case for it nonetheless, and I think it's important that he did. And also, of course, you're right, Brett, to wonder whether, as Republicans will, there'll be a follow-up to his statement about holding Iran accountable. But at least he talked about Iran. He had been loath to do so in his remarks regarding this Israel atrocities since they happened. But tonight, there it was. So on two important counts, I think he did remarkably well and was quite strong, quite firm.
That was Britt Hume. What was amazing is that Dana Perino, former presidential press secretary, now a rising star at Fox, she was disappointed by the Biden speech. This is cut five, go.
I prepared all day to love this speech. I prepared to want to stand up and cheer. And at times I felt like we were reading a speech whose pages had been mixed up out of order. I thought that he didn't spend enough time talking about the atrocities of October 7th. He does obviously have a definite, deep understanding of the pain. And he is definitely against anti-Semitism, both abroad and at home. But he rushed that part of the speech so much. And the next thing I know, we're talking about Ukraine. And then we're kind of back to Israel. But then, wait, are you going to bring it up Taiwan as well? I thought there was going to be something on the southern border. I did not think it was as strong as it could have been. And I wanted it to be strong. Here's what I think I would have done. This speech, as Martha, you pointed out, was largely written about Ukraine. That is a good speech for him to give. I think what I would have done tonight in an Oval Office address is to say, I'm here to talk to you about the atrocities and the terrorist attacks. We are in a fight between civilization and barbarism, and it's not just happening in Israel. It's happening in these parts of the world, and point those out. And at the end of the speech, I think he could have said, I will be going to Congress on Monday. I will make everybody sit together, even though they don't have a speaker right now, and I will make them listen to me, and I'm going to make this pitch for the money, because we need to take this very seriously. Matthew Cottonenny wrote a piece today that I thought was so good. He said, we are no longer at a stage where we can say can and should help fund these efforts. We are now in a situation where foreign policy is so deteriorated that we are in a position of need and must. So to me, watching the speech, it felt like watching a pinball game, and I wanted to love it. And I want to sit next to Britt Hume and hold his hand and see if we can watch it together again.
I've never seen that between Dana Perino and Britt Hume.
There you go. A little Brett Baer in there for good measure. Stick around. More from the President of the United States and his speech last night. More highlights coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Friday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, filmmaker and author Dinesh D'Souza joins to talk about his newest movie, Police State, which looks at the weaponization of law enforcement for political purposes.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, if you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. On this Friday, it is both astonishing and outrageous that most major national news organizations reported that Israel blew up a hospital in Gaza, killing hundreds.
the source of the information was Hamas. So that immediately disqualifies any honest journalist from citing Israel as the hospital attacker, right? But no. The Associated Press, Reuters, CBS,